Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio.
Eat my dust, slime ball! Eat fumes, Wormo!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel. And I'm introducing this part. And today we are talking, we are looking, we are talking, we are listening. We're doing all of the things. If you're here in the room, you can also touch. Age of Empires 2, Definitive Edition, and other games again. And that will make sense in the future.
I like that bit of sizzle.
That's
there.
That's a bit of sizzle for something we know about. That's good.
So, Age of Empires?
A bit of sizzle doesn't make sense.
What?
What do you mean?
Who's the sizzle for? If I see
listener.
Sizzle, I know sausages.
That's
it's
yes.
Not a metaphor for sausages, though.
But also, that's yes, if you see or hear a sizzle, you're like, ah, sausages. You've made the connection. That's the point. Yeah, correct, Jack.
The listener doesn't know what the sizzle refers
yeah,
to.
Yeah, but they're like something. Like,
yeah,
as good as sausages.
If I hear a sizzle, I know something's cooking.
Yeah, because it might not be sausages. You're like, oh, a sausage. Okay. You come over, oh, a steak.
You don't
well,
know
pretty
it's
good.
Specifically sausages.
No. That's what I mean. It doesn't refer just to sausages.
Okay.
Sizzle means something's cooking, something's brewing.
No,
you can
I
tell
understand.
Something's
In my
going
mind,
on.
It was intrinsically linked to sausages.
Is it because of sausage sizzle?
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, well, it's not a sizzle then because I know it's sausages.
But that's still the point.
No.
Like, that's still on...
No, because it's not a sizzle then.
Yeah, no,
because it's a, you know what's coming.
No.
What about a sizzle reel? You know, in a sizzle reel where they're like, oh, here's a couple of clips of a thing. They're also still
That's
announcing.
Even more removed from sausages somehow.
But that's fact, more. Cause
but
seeing...
the fact that you're like, sizzle, there is sausages coming is the point. Like, that is the point. Apart from anything else, apart from you being like, oh, it might be steak or something else is cooking because yes, that's true. Yes!
You know sausages are coming. When people, a bit of a sizzle, they know that something's coming.
Yeah, they know something's coming. They don't know what specifically
is coming.
Yes, but
it coming. Could be sausages, so either way, you're correct. So what your point take?
And sometimes sizzle does say, look, here's some sausages you're going to get in the
yeah,
future.
I
like a sizzle reel, which shows you what is actually coming, but just a little teaser.
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you happy now?
Doesn't seem happy.
Not really.
Nothing's going to make him happy. And that's part of the infuriation of it all.
You're an idiot.
Anyway, tell me about Age of Empires or whatever. Is it good?
Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition.
Yeah.
So,
is it good?
Yeah, it is good.
That's good.
Yes.
So Age of Empires 2 was a game that came out, must have been early 2000s. No, late 90s probably, hey.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it would have been late 90s. I remember playing it in high school.
I certainly played it in high school.
Yeah.
So
I remember getting it for free in cereal
Hell
in
yeah.
high school.
Cereal?
Yeah, yeah. That's a thing some people don't believe. I got Matt Hoffman's BMX in cereal.
Wait, no, I'm remembering this.
Yeah. Age of Empires 1 came in Nutri-Grain, and then Age of Empires 2 a couple of years later came in something else.
That's insane. For the price of a Nutri-Grain, how much did you pay for the Definitive Edition on Steam?
Well, I didn't buy the Definitive Edition because it's part of Xbox Game
that's
Pass
fair.
For the PC, but in between that,
yeah,
in 2013, they released Age of Empires 2 HD Edition, which I did buy on Steam.
Apparently, it was first released on the cusp, 1999.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
An old game.
They got it out just before Y2K. Almost set a different tragedy.
I remember playing the Age of Mythology, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of dog shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be weird to go back to that. I think they just overcomplicated things and kind of became a bit more luck-based. Also, you know,
tried
dumb.
To really push a story, but it's kind of not really the game for that. Yeah. You know,
I think they had to do something big because games like Rise of Nations, where they were like, hey, imagine if you went from cavemen to military with lasers. You'd be like, oh,
yeah,
my God.
Well, imagine if I'm still in caveman with the person I'm playing it has military and lasers. It's not fun.
Figure out any of these damn buttons.
So, yeah, this is the second remaster of Age of Empires 2. The first remaster was what you'd expect. They just kind of cleaned it up a little bit, made it more user-friendly, and packaged in one of the DLC.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
They packaged in all of the DLC, and inexplicably the game is now 26 gigabytes.
Huh. Goodness. Is this the one where, like, is it the Aztec Empire come in and you can hunt turkeys?
I mean, I guess.
I think so, maybe. Cool. But I can't say that I've done that.
I just remember one of the Age of Empires being like, introducing turkeys that you can slaughter. I'm like, good. And they made a great gobble when you killed them.
That is good.
That might have been Age of Mythology, actually. Mm. I haven't come across turkeys in this.
Yeah, there's emu.
No, ostrich.
Oh, there's ostriches, there's sheep, there's boars, there's warthog men?
Lions or something.
Lions, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's a real-time strategy, just in case anyone has never played an Age of Empires game.
Or an RTS for those who have.
Yeah. Yes,
we know the lingo.
Oh, we're gamers.
yeah, you're in the gaming zone now, everyone.
Pull up a gaming chair. Like, well, put on your Katia headphones. Welcome to the game zone.
So, you know, a gaming podcast is struggling to describe Age of Empires 2. That's all right.
That's it.
That is the good shit. Yeah. That is top shelf.
Caution, gamer at work.
My other car is an Xbox controller.
Keep out, mum and dad. Yeah. I'm gaming.
Look at these beautiful LED lights that I have.
Ooh. Parental advisory for gamer
edition.
What a tentative sign to have in your bedroom door.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, so, yeah, pretty much the Age of Empires, it is a RTS, as we just said. Mm-hmm. The goal is to build a civilization and take down other civilizations.
Just like the real world. Yeah.
There's lots of civilizations to pick from. Each of them has their own unique strengths and weaknesses and unique units. Yeah, in the Definitive Edition, which looks a lot nicer than the old one, but still looks like an old game.
Yeah,
it's a weird in-between.
Okay. Who's your, I guess...
So naturally, I pick a team... Like, so when you're giving me a list of nations...
Of course. Yeah.
I'm not looking at their strengths and weaknesses. I'm saying, when I play this on twitch.tv/doucheforever, what will be the funniest for me to make fun of?
Yeah.
And that is, let me just scroll, Italians.
Oh, Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia, what do they get?
Do they get as their main unit a gondola? Because that would be great.
Well, do you get sweet Italian chefs?
Mario is a playable character.
Oh my God.
It's funny you mention a gondola because one of their benefits is half price ships.
Oh, that's great.
That's basically gondola.
They're just sailing into war.
Oh, yeah. I've come to destroy your city.
When the moon hits your eye like a big piece of pie, it's Age of Empires.
And they can just get through because all of the warships are like, what in the name of God?
I'm just passing through.
I'm just, don't worry about me. Oh, yeah.
The greatest spies are gondolamen. It's true. I've come to sabotage your ship.
Wait a second. And then he gets his gondola stick and whacks your boat up.
Oh my God, that gondola man was a spy for Italy all this time.
What are you doing?
Great choice.
And also it is very funny that if I'm playing a game and doing well, that Italy is a superpower.
Yeah, that's good. I think when I play, I forget what civilization they are, but they get elephants. And that's the only reason I pick them.
You also, I think it's the Huns you also
I like the
play.
Huns because I don't have to think about building houses. Yeah, exactly. I just make heaps of guys.
So there's lots and lots and lots of different weird perks. So the Huns, for example, there is a population limit, which is pretty common in RTSs. But with the Huns, the population limit starts at max, so you can just go nuts with your guys.
Yeah. That's good. But you can't build houses. And
you don't need them.
Yeah, you don't need them. But there's other limitations. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always went, does Britain still have the longbowmen?
I think so.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
The Italians have a horseman that is a bowman, I think.
Mm, that's cool. I like whoever gets the elephants because watching an elephant die is funny. And it's great to just be like, I've made too many elephants because I think it's amusing. And there's an opposing army coming and I'm like, time to march these elephants like cows off to an abattoir to the slaughter.
I wish it was a function if you killed elephants, you got like plus 15 meat or something.
Yeah. Stop eating like, my food.
Just scavenger or something.
Oh, no. But it's also good to watch an elephant destroy a siege weapon. Because you're like, yeah. Oh, no, I'd be so scared.
Watching elephants march into a city and just start wrecking a barracks is also hectic.
Yeah, well, this was also a thing like, in history when, was it Hannibal that marched all the elephants? Imagine being like, well, first off, imagine being like a peasant or a fighter on the other like team being like, oh no, what is this monster coming towards me?
Yeah, someone who's never seen an elephant.
Oh my God. Is this a devil?
When I'm at the zoo and I like take a moment to really take in an elephant, it's scary. Mm.
Yeah, and imagine someone charging that towards you with a sword or a spear on its back being like, I'm
scared of elephants and I've seen elephants
before. I don't know what to expect. Yeah. So look, the game's very fun. I've only pretty much exclusively played it multiplayer with people that are significantly better than me and Jackson, who is significantly worse. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I've never had like a close win or a tough loss. It's either been a massacre of me or a massacre committed by me.
That's good.
I've played it a lot on Twitch. Mm. It is available on Xbox Game Pass if you want to give it a go. It is still just as fun as I remember it being.
Yeah.
It's a very stressful game because you're like, oh, yeah, it'll be fine. And then you get to a point where you're like, oh, no, I need to do so much stuff very quickly.
Mm. It's crazy because Age of Empires 3 is out.
Yeah.
And some people like it, some people hate it. But it's just funny that, like, Age of Empires 2 is still clearly the more popular game.
Yeah. I think they've also announced, or maybe even just released, a DLC pack for Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition.
Yeah. I think one came out earlier, like even like last year or sometime, where they were like, here's a DLC for a game that's like over a decade old.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
It's it's actually 2 decades old.
There you go.
Because the Definitive Edition was released for the 20th anniversary.
Oh my God.
Which was in 2019, which we just learned before.
That's amazing.
So this game is now 2 years old.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Really makes you think.
I used to really play the...
You got Xbox Game Pass.
I do.
Just get it.
Yeah, Mike. I really like playing the campaigns as well. Like, I quite enjoyed the single player of the RTSs. Yeah. So maybe I hit this up and relive some of my glory moments of 1999.
Yeah. Oh my God, how did I forget? And also, most importantly, all of the sound effects in the game are very funny. Yeah. Especially the priest too.
Ooh-loo-loo.
So yeah, the monks have the ability to change enemy units into ally units, mm-hmm. and they say "woo-loo-loo," and everyone loves it, including me.
Look, three boys right here love that sound. Yeah. Do they remind me? Do they still have like when you're trying to find a game, like a lobby,
mm-hmm.
and in that can you also randomly spam certain phrases, like start the game already?
Yeah.
That was good. A big soundbite in all of my LAN parties back in the day.
Hell yeah,
just people spam. Spamming A, Wallaloo, but also start the game already.
You know
the game I remember most from LAN parties as a kid? Black Hawk Down, the game.
Okay.
What? That was a game?
Talk us through it.
Yeah. So I have distinct memories. I had a friend back when I was in primary school. So I would,
good
I would,
friend?
No, quite a good friend. Yeah. But didn't speak to him after primary school. One of those friends.
Yeah.
And his older brother.
You turned 13, you're like,
I was like, I'm
trimming
done.
The fat.
I'm moving on. I'm not going to the same high school as you. Who are you anymore?
Yeah.
You're dead to me. Yeah.
Exactly. You know what's sick? Yeah. The last time you saw him, you did not know that was going to be the last time you saw him.
Yeah, that is cool.
Was he playing Black Hawk Down that last time?
No, the last time I saw him, I was waiting for someone to pick me up out the front of a Safeway. And I met him and I was like, wow, you're ripped now, because he's in really good shape.
Yeah.
I think he might be a stripper. Anyway.
What a turn. Do you think his experiences in the game, Black Hawk Down, may have helped him?
I believe so. Mm. But he had an older brother who was a big gamer, and he was a big gamer. He had like a fully decked PC.
Oh.
And it was cool. And I went and I played on a shitty PC because obviously I didn't have my own computer. And we played Black Hawk Down, the game. And I don't know what was going on. And all I remember is that, you know, in like first-person shooters, some of the old ones, you could press... whatever is above, R and Q, one of them to make your head bob side to side.
E and Q.
Yeah, and it's meant for like looking around corners, but I would just run up to people wobbling my head.
Yeah.
People would be like, you're playing it wrong and kill me. Anyway, I did that heaps.
That's your fondest memory of LAN parties.
No, it's just, it's my most distinct.
I remember when Call of Duty Modern Warfare came out, I had a game, like a... It was in high school, and we all had laptops for school, but we'd all bought laptops intentionally that could play video games.
Yeah, clever.
Mm-hmm. But Modern Warfare was really pushing the limitations, and I remember at a LAN party, someone had to put their laptop in a freezer.
Do they play it in the freezer?
No, they just had to cool it down quickly because it overheated and turned off.
That's incredible.
It would have definitely defrosted stuff in the freezer too.
Yeah, that feels bad for your laptop either way. That's so amazing. Yeah.
But, hey, it was great fun. Yeah.
And jumping back, playing Age of Empires with you and your Twitch channel, twitch.tv/DujaForever, it's so much fun to get back, even though I suck shit at it.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like you suck shit not because you're bad at it, but just because you like to do silly things, funny if I just run rampant.
I got a bad brain, so it's not my fault. I was playing with some friends, though, because, we all had it or whatever, and I set myself up. I had forests on either side of me, on my little village, and I built a wall in between the forests. So I was like, I'm protected on all sides. And then a friend was like, no, you're not, and just siege weaponed the forest. And I was like, I didn't know that was a thing you could do. I don't have enough elephants. And I was mad. Also, I am way too much of a coward to ever engage anyone. Yep. So it'll always be a siege for me, which is no fun for anyone else. And that's funny.
Well, I think that's how I also play, because I'm like, I just enjoy building a city.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to go out and fight. I will lose. I'm not going to win this. I don't know what guys to make.
So recently there's been lots of showdowns on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/DushaForever, of me and Hayden, who is Cass's younger brother, but bigger.
Yeah.
And he got sucked off by Age of Empires so hard that he started watching YouTube videos.
Ooh,
so I was immediately done. Like,
wow.
Most of my games, I don't even get to the Imperial Age because he rushes me in the feudal Age. And I am never ready for it. And he always brings villages and starts building stuff in my city. And I'm like, fuck, leave me alone.
Is there a name for that? Like a feudal rush?
Yeah.
It's called a Zerg rush in a StarCraft?
It is actually called a feudal rush, yes.
Ooh. I remember all of those terms. Turtling, which is where it's what I do, what we do, I guess.
Yeah.
Where you just stay where you are and build up your defenses. People be like, stop turtling, Jackson. And I'd be like, what?
I'm not.
I don't know what's happening, dude.
I'm just building elephants. I don't know what you're
playing Warcraft 3 on multiplayer. And one of the absolute dog moves you could do if you're playing the orcs is because you get watchtowers pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And so you just start building like a trail of watchtowers to wherever someone else's village was, because you can kind of do it basically before you get any units.
Yeah.
And so you just end up doing this, and so you end up destroying a whole, like the other person's whole village, a whole town, with watchtowers while they have like three villages being like,
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, there's lots and lots of stuff in Age of Empires you can do that's annoying, and Hayden knows how to do all of them, and I'm like, Mamma Mia, because I'm Italian.
The moment somebody starts watching YouTube videos, you know you're done. The moment if we're playing a board game, the moment Zammit starts looking up strats on YouTube for the board game, I know I'm never going to beat him.
Yeah,
I mean, I know I'm never going to beat him anyway, but well, I got no chance now, because I'm never going to look up a YouTube video on how to do it.
Do you know in Age of Empires 2, there is the way your first 6 minutes of the game should be identical no matter how you're going to play the game?
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad. That's like chess.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Nah.
Watching that, I was like, oh, no.
Nah, you got to play for the fun.
Yeah,
you got to have fun with
it. Goofing, baby.
Yeah. So what I did was I saw how the best way to do the perfect first 6 minutes or whatever, and I was like, okay, so I know that's what you have to do. And I was like, that requires me to do a lot of stuff. I'm probably just going to keep doing what I'm doing and keep losing.
That's funny. Make a maze. That's what I want to do next time I play. Just walls that circle out from my town center so that it's just our sake. I want to be too much of a hassle.
Yeah.
Easy, but no one has the time.
Well, I hate to plug my Twitch channel too much, so I won't mention it.
You barely brought it up.
Yeah, yeah. So twitch.tv/DushaForever. Yeah.
And then yours is
twitch.tv/JacksonBailey.
And we occasionally play each other at Age of Empires, too. Hayden used a strategy where he feudal rushed me and then built a wall around my town center. So anytime I made a villager, they were stuck, and villagers aren't strong enough to bash through walls.
Very good.
He would then just build a watchtower, so that would just slowly... Kill my villagers from And yeah. I was like, I haven't even built a barracks
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's no way. You've lost before you've even begun.
Yeah. That was 15 minutes into the game. Managed to draw it out for 2 hours because I kept running away.
Clever boy.
One of my fondest memories, it wasn't Age of Empires, but it was maybe like Battleship Earth or something like that. Mm. It was a similar game.
Empire Earth?
Empire Earth. But it was the one where you started at caveman. You went all the way up to like sci-fi dudes or whatever. And I suck shit at games. Yeah. So they were like medieval peasants. And my friend was already like with like super, like space marines and satellites, and he built a big electrified fence around all my guys, and I was like, well, there's no way of getting out, so I just settled in to being owned by him. But I did, like, every time a satellite would go over, I'd get all my spearmen to throw spears at it. And then I just kept making as many villagers as possible, and he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, villager revolt, and had them all attack his space marines. But they got, I mean, obviously slaughtered.
Yeah, yeah, but of course.
It was fun. It was a good time.
Anyway, so these games, it reminds me of having fun in the past, but also I can have fun in the present, and I assume I will have more fun in the future.
One fingers crossed.
Four thumbs and a knock, it loses a knock solely because online can be iffy at points.
Yeah, that's fair. That's good, man.
Yeah. Okay. What have you been playing again? And well, this is where the sizzle we're going to reveal the sausage, Jackson. Because what have you been playing
Guess
again?
Guess what, listeners? It was sausage. I've been playing sausage. No. Thumbcrypt is not quite at reviewing sausages instead of a game, but it's really not far off. Anyway, so I have continued to play Ori. I said that I would continue to play Ori and the Will of the Wisps, obviously Levin's game of the year.
Yep.
And now that I've continued to
play... Are you hoping that when you finish Ori, you then have to goad him into playing Pod Racer from Go to War?
He should play from Go to War.
I've got the ancient tomes right in front of me, the Nintendo
Crack
Switch
open.
Online. Let's see if Andrew Levins has actually played Pod Racer.
Because he's not said anything about it. So yeah, look it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I had some complaints when I first played Ori, and some of those complaints remain, but a lot of them actually have been kind of remedied as I've gotten further into the game. So one of my complaints was that it was all a bit samey.
Yeah.
And it was for the sort of first section of the game, but then I hit this point where I actually thought the game was finishing, and I thought it was finishing a little bit early, which is stupid of me because I hadn't been playing it that long, but it had all of the hallmarks of like, oh, you're coming to the end of the game, you're about to fight the final boss, and it's the kind of game, kind of like Hollow Knight, where it's like, oh, there's so much extra stuff to do that in my head I was like, well, I'll finish the game and then the bulk of the game will be like made up of taking care of all those other things, finding secrets or whatever. And then I discovered, no, I was actually halfway through, and that was a great feeling. Even though maybe it was stupid of me, it still kind of reminded me of when you played Pokemon Gold and Silver, and they were like, hey, you can go to Kanto too. I was like, oh my god, there's still so much game, holy
Heaps
shit.
Of game.
And so what that extra game was, it's like, hey, there's like five lands or different areas that you've got to go to, and they're all kind of themed and they all come with their own challenges, so you've got to go and explore those areas. So there's like a desert area, there's like a kind of tropical pool area, there's a kind of like deep dark cave area, and a mountainous area. And I was like, sweet. And like those areas were so much fun to do, and I love that each one came with its own kind of challenge. Like in one, it was pitch black in there, and you needed to find an ability that let you like cast a light or whatever, but before that you had to jump between each little tiny bit of light and try not to die, and that was really satisfying. Do we have a...
We've got an answer, and you're not going to like it.
I'm going
to... Played for a little while, so he's played it once, more than 10 days ago.
That's terrible, Levins.
Do you want to hear some games he's played since then?
Yes.
Super Mario Odyssey, Ring Fit Adventure, The Little Nightmares 2 demo, Namco Museum Archives Volume 1 and 2.
None of these games are as good as Pod Racer.
Yeah, that sucks. What the hell?
Tweet Levins and tell him I've got to be able to look at his Switch and what he's played, or Dusha does. And it's got to be at least bare minimum an hour. Come on.
Yeah.
At least finish the Bantu Eve or whatever.
The Bantu Classic.
The Bunta Classic. You got to at least finish that, dude. It doesn't even really get like exciting and good until the later races. Christ, Levins.
And you've played Ori for 10 hours.
Yeah, I'm really into it. I'm legitimately...
it's also very, very good. And this is a throwback to an earlier episode of Thumb Cramps. But it is good to see the Crawlco Block Knockers. You've played 2 hours or more. Which is more than you've played almost every game you own.
I got... Dig old biddies at the end of every level. That's enticing for me. The kind of nudity that I could absolutely surpass in explicitity by a simple Google of the word tit. That's amazing on the Nintendo Switch. Anyway, playing Ori more, a lot of those complaints, again, these different levels are very different.
Yep.
Or like these extra worlds are very different. They're very unique. They come with their own challenges. That's really fun. So that kind of complaint is gone a little. A new complaint is that there's the environment, right?
Yeah.
Isn't very simple. So there's like a lot of detail and like flavor. So it might be like a wall, but it'll have like frond sticking out of it at the point where the wall and the platformer connects to sort of like, or that point. And I've discovered that there's heaps of spaces where you can get stuck. And that it's like weirdly inconsistent. So like so often I'll be like, and because a lot of the game is like about finding sort of like secret areas that are hidden until you go into that area. So if it like looks like it's going to be a secret area, I'm going to explore. And so many times it's like, oh, and I'm trapped in the geometry of the game and I've got to turn my game off because I'm just like stuck in a wall. And I'm like, that's such a crazy thing for.
Yeah, that's a weird oversight.
Yeah, I feel like
especially in someone's game of the year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Levins, this is on you. But it's like weirdly not a thing I kind of expected in like a high profile Switch game.
I guess geometry glitches that you experience in Podracer.
I would say literally zero.
Game.
Yeah, I would say in many ways it was.
Interesting.
It makes you think, doesn't it? Yeah, it's a weird one. And quite a few times it's just crashed on me as well. So I don't know.
And once again, Podracer
never crashed on me from memory. In fact, it performed smoothly, beautifully the entire start to finish while I clocked it. So
And Levin's only played a little bit.
Levin's only played a little bit, hasn't even clocked it. Who's the superior gamer? I don't know. Caution, gamer at work is all I'm saying.
And he can't say that, let me just say, he can't be like you're playing a game that's 20 years old or whatever. Because all those games I read out were also from 100 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Just saying. I know. Let's not comment any further. But Levins knows what he's done.
Museum Archives.
Yeah.
Volume 1 and 2. Museum. Old.
I'm thinking between Namco and Crawlco. I know who I'm picking. I know who's the superior co.
Yeah.
The one that lets me get a snifter of boobs. otherwise I'm really enjoying it. It's there's so many like improvements on the first Ori.
Yeah,
like the fact that you can collect the shards to customize the way you play. You can get a whole bunch of different moves and then you can upgrade those moves. You know, there's a whole bunch of so many secret areas that I've discovered. You get that like Hollow Knight, like, oh, what is this area? Like, oh, what do I need to do here to unlock this extra, you know, room? I think, you know, it's not quite as creative as like Hollow Knight. Hollow Knight's got such like a direct theme throughout all of this, and Ori less so. But yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I suspect, because this is just what happens to me when I get really into a game, I'll get up to the last boss and be like, well, I've done everything, and not finish it.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, because you get no satisfaction from knowing. You're not like, job well done, I finished this. You're like... No. You'll be like, well, yeah, there's nothing after the boss.
Yeah, I know.
Checked, so
I'm like, I can fight the boss and that'll be fine. And then I'll just get credits and whatever. I'm assuming either my little owl friend will die and it'll be sad. And I'll go back with my two dads, one of whom's a spider and one of whom's a hairy Among Us guy.
Love that guy.
Or maybe he's more like a hairy Fall Guys guy. Or my owl friend will be alive. And so much of the fun of the game for me is like, ooh, here's a little secret area. Great. My like health is extended. Ooh, here's a little secret area.
If, Jackson, when you beat the boss, there's one last secret area in the boss room?
Well, that's, look, I will definitely have to look it
beat
up.
Beat the boss.
And find out if that is true.
Can you find any secret little rooms in the boss room after you've killed
the boss? If not, I don't care. Yeah. Turning the game off, delete Switch.
What was the last final boss you beat? Breath of the Wild?
Yeah, probably Breath of the Wild. I would say so.
Why'd you kill Ganon? Why didn't you just get there and be like, Switch off?
I think at that point in Breath of the Wild, I was so... You know, Breath of the Wild has that weird bell curve where you're like, oh no, there's no new content. Like... It's just the same shit again and again
I guess I'll keep going to shrines.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, well, the shrines are just like kind of very similar puzzles or combat. And so I was like, Ganon, something new. So
yeah, he's a new fella.
I think that's why I did it. Yeah. Because I tried to play that again recently. I reviewed it on Thumbcramps on like hardcore mode.
Yeah.
And I was into it until I was like, wait, this is just Breath of the Wild, but harder. And then
I stopped. I really, like, the one thing I want to do with Breath of the Wild is go back and see if I can just rush Ganon. Like, get there. Like, how little health can I beat Ganon with?
That would be great to see. Yeah, you should do it. It's good to get back into for a bit, but you know.
Kill him with my training sword or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
He'll murder me. I'll be a paste.
Oh, guaranteed. Oh, yeah. Guaranteed.
But you'll give it a red hot go.
Yeah.
Clearly in Ori, there's also a bunch of side quests that I gotta like... I'll see if I'm going to do them.
You can't be like, I love secrets, but I hate when the game has side bits.
Well, here's the kind of side quests I mean. So, you know, and this is like my least favorite kind of side quest. You know, in Ocarina of Time, mm-hmm. you get the Begorin sword by doing like the trading thing. So there's effectively that.
Yep.
It's like, oh, you got the spicy soup and you find a guy who wants spicy soup. And he's like, here's a hat. And I'm like, well, now I got to talk to every goddamn NPC and see which one of these pieces of garbage needs a hat, and all that's going to achieve is they're going to be like, here's a bell, and then I'm going to be like, now I'm going to talk to everyone again to find out who wants a bell. So that's giving me arsec. But I found a bunch of mysterious seeds that I don't know what the function of is, and you get power-ups from trees, so I'm like, maybe I can get new power-ups from this. So that seems like interesting to me, but whether or not I'll do anything about it, who can say?
How upset will you be if you talk to someone accidentally? Because I assume you're not talking to people on purpose.
No.
And someone's like, oh, mysterious seeds, yeah, I wanted those. Here's a hat.
I'll break my Switch in half like a karate man. I'll place it on two cinder blocks and
like a karate man.
Yeah. Karate man.
Yeah. So how many thumbs?
I would say probably four thumbs and a knuck.
Yeah.
Much like Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition. It loses a knuck again just because like there's a couple of weird like glitches here and there.
Well,
I think
a thumb and a knuck higher than last time.
Yeah, it's definitely improved. I was like, oh yeah, it's like Ori the first time I played it. You know, for the first kind of half of the game, I was like, oh, it's like Ori, you know, and the Blind Forest or whatever, but with a couple of different improvements. But now I'm like, ooh, nah, every new area is really exciting to explore. And I'm always kind of bummed out when I've done everything in the area. I'm like, oh, man, no reason to go back there now, which is a shame. But yeah, it's good. Four thumbs and a knock, baby.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Well done.
That's cool when I like a game.
Yeah, it's rare.
It is rare.
And next week when you're going to try and talk about it again, I'll be like, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, be like, what game? Oh, no, I haven't played it since.
I don't know that game.
I lost my Switch.
I'm playing Block Knockers again.
Hey, do you guys know that, like, news agencies still sell porno mags? That's what I've been playing.
You can just buy them, dude. They don't even say anything. They give you a look, but they don't even say anything. And their look is just like, why aren't you getting your erotica digitally? And I'm like, that's not the conversation I'm here to have.
Yeah, I clocked Block Knockers, so this is the next logical step.
Exactly. And then
porno
I like
mags from a dirty server.
Yeah, edition. Give me a people mag. Yeah. Come on.
Now take off the, you know, they got the black plastic around it, and it's too much for me.
Whoa!
I need this to be way softer core, dude. Pubic hair. No actual genitals. Yeah, that'll be me out the front of the service station. Yeah.
Screaming in a 7-Eleven car park. Opening a paper, being like, oh! This might be enough to make me spew up my guts. Oh, I'll turn the page just in case. Oh, it's the same!
This needs to be way tamer for me, dude.
Banging on the window. Do you have anything softer core?
This core is too hard.
I need softer. Softer.
Or really extreme. The other one or the other. I can't
deal. Got any scat?
I need to be physically ill and horny at the same time. Help me. The police have been called.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
What have you been playing, Zammit?
Again.
Oh,
there's the sausage. There's a sausage.
Here is the second sausage.
Yeah, speaking of sausages, guess what I made on the weekend?
Sausages?
An arrabbiata with some sausage in it.
Oh!
A delicious.
Oh my god,
pasta
some
crap
reviewing sausages.
Not yet.
So, just last week, so there was a new supermarket opened.
Oh, yeah.
But a fancy supermarket around the corner. So we were like, ooh, what's this? It's kind of like an IGA, I guess, but a bit more fancy, like an Italian deli. Mm. Kind of like when I used to live like in Coburg area up that way.
Yeah.
Where there's all these beautiful delis.
Yum.
And I missed it.
Yeah, of course.
And now, what do I see before me but a new supermarket that's opened up?
Lord.
And guess what they have a lot of?
What?
Delicious Italian meats.
Oh, my Lord.
And so it's been an Italian heavy episode.
And so we're like, ooh, we went through there and we saw the sausage aisle and we're like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, my. These are delicious Italian sausages with fennel in them.
Oh,
and we are a big fan of fennel in
fennel
sausage.
Fennel in a sausage.
This is
dude.
A fennel household.
Yeah.
It's quite nice.
Or workplace. Whatever.
It's unclear.
Yeah. So we're like, ooh, we should do something with that. And we're like wondering how, you know, how we should have, you know, what we should do. And we're like, well, why don't we just simply make a basic red sauce?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
With some sauce, you know. So I made, made arrabbiata, which is kind of mostly like it's garlic and chili and tomato
Damn,
sauce.
Damn, dude.
Very, very simple. Damn. And then we fried up those bad boys, cut them up, fried them again so a bit more crispy. Chucked them in there, and then we had them with these like really big pasta shell.
Oh yeah,
so really big shell pasta.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like really, which I, to be honest, not our smartest move. I thought it would be nice, but I think
what let you down?
I think it was just the too big of a shell.
Oh yeah,
we probably should have gone maybe a medium sized shell, maybe tubes or something like that. Because we were like, we could have made, you know, we were thinking, oh, do we make, you know, fresh pasta, whatever. Like, oh, we got some stuff on that day. Yeah. We didn't really want to, like, you know, make it a very laborious task for us. So we're like, no, we'll do something simple. We'll go buy some, you know, some store pasta and do that. And like, so yeah, we made it sauce delicious. Absolutely amazing. The sausage added quite a lovely flavor profile.
I love a bit of sausage, you know, like a nice fennel Italian sausage. That's good. But even like your basic bitch sausage in like a pasta or even like a Mauritian curry. That's really good.
Very nice. Yeah. So we bought this on because we went to so we woke up and we had to go to Bunnings, right?
Uh-huh. And it's another great place to go. Another the home of the sausage in Melbourne. Sausage.
And like thing is though, we had some breakfast. Like we had some cereal, some eggs, whatever.
Idiots!
We had.
Idiots.
I know. Yeah, because
you
then we're
make
like
me sick.
We make ourselves sick.
Yeah. Where's your wife? Because
then we were like, oh, we gotta go to Bunnings to pick up a couple things and blah blah blah. And as we're driving there, what do we see and smell and hear,
dude,
that sizzle. That's we're realizing,
you're like,
oh no,
sizzle meat and sausage.
There's sausages there because
see, smell,
because
hear, touch.
Because the thing is, it was a bit of a sizzle though. Because when we went there, we're like, wait a second, where is the sausage sizzle? Yeah. Where are the sausages? Not at the front. And then, but we could hear it, and we could kind of smell it in the wind.
Yeah, okay.
And then we looked, and like, don't worry, the sausage sizzle is in the garden. We're like, oh, it's over there. But then we were both already full not hungry that we neither of us wanted
this
a sausage.
This is the saddest story.
I probably would have eaten the sausage anyway and been like, if I spew, that's fine.
Yeah.
At least I know that I had sausage.
Because look, and again, to add more like tragedy to this story, my wonderful wife is, my wonderful wife who is from the UK.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has never experienced a Bunnings snack.
Oh no, the greasy, really way too hot bite as you.
Yes.
Dude, beautiful. And you get the sauce like splits out onto your hand, and you're like, I'm gonna have to lick my palm.
Yeah.
Everyone's gonna see it, but everyone's gonna be like, "That I get it. He needs his sauce."
Everyone else in Bunnings also has sauce on their hand.
Yeah, exactly. We're all licking our palms.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what
There's
you
no
do.
Shame.
Yeah,
it's none really the one thing that can unite everyone.
Yeah. You get a sausage. Yeah. You get maybe a bit of onion.
Oh, I always get the onion.
Yeah.
You got to go onion all day, every day.
I agree, but some people they don't.
Some people don't like onion. That's fine.
And then you get your sauce, mustard if it's available.
Oh, absolutely.
And a cool can of Schweppes lemonade.
Ah.
If you're lucky, for $2.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Maybe $1.50
Just a gold coin, you know? Yeah. Oh, it's lovely.
And they pull it out of an esky, it's a bit wet, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's wow. Mm.
It's somehow wet, but sometimes not cold.
Yeah. Like, what happened
that's
in there? And then you're walking around Bunnings with both your hands full.
And you can't touch anything, even though you want to
looking
touch everything.
Looking at the chains as you bite into a sausage.
Yeah.
It's good. You got to balance your drink because you've opened it.
Yeah.
To look at the lug nuts.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Brackets. So
yeah,
so we went to Bunnings and we were like, you know, got what we had to get, but quite forlorn because we were just not hungry enough for a sausage.
So
and
sad.
Then because we also had to go to bloody Officeworks as well.
Oh my
and
god!
And you know what Officeworks has?
Oh, no.
Another sausage sizzle.
No, dude.
Not quite as intense as a Bunnings one.
No.
Although sometimes Officeworks they go a bit too hard and you can get like
a Kransky.
Kranskys. And you're like, all right, I respect this, but also, like, you can tone it down
a
bit.
Like a sausage would be plenty.
Look, at that point, you know, we'd already eaten and, like, you know, we had digested.
Yeah.
At that point, either of us probably could have gone with a sausage, but I reckon if it had been, like, an a Kransky or a Kransky, that's a meal.
Much.
That's a meal.
Yeah, I will also say the Bunnings full of wood. If you get sauce on that, they can just wipe it off. Officeworks full of paper. Yeah. Sauce goes on that wreck.
Laptops. Leaning down, looking at that, bite into the sausage, sauce splits out onto the screen.
Do you have this one? But not covered in sauce.
And somebody, I don't know what they did.
They're like, no, they're all covered in sauce.
Somebody dropped their sausage covered in sauce. Also, is there any more sausages? I lost mine.
Somebody dropped their sausage covered in sauce, and then in trying to pick up their sausage, it slipped out like a bar of soap, and now it's on most of the laptops. I don't know where he went, though. I just ordered bread, so...
That's how you can tell it wasn't me. Because I'm
actually allergic to sausages.
Yeah, I can't have sausages. Yeah. But I mean,
I love bread.
I can see guys with them though.
So, just ask the fella at the front. He'll say, "I just sold that man bread."
Yeah,
but you don't need to ask.
You can trust me.
I'm a trustworthy face.
So I love bread.
Your hands are covered in sausage grease and tomato sauce. That's from a different thing. Don't worry about that.
I was trying to help the guy.
I was trying to get his sausage too.
Yeah.
But only after he'd gotten all the grease all over the
I was trying to take a sausage off because they didn't like the bread. And that was outside though.
Yeah. It's slippery like a damn bar of soap, that sausage. Anyway, can I have this laptop cheap because it's covered in sausage grease?
So when's this office works, and what do we see? Another sausage. Yeah. And so our intensity and desire for sausage is just growing higher and higher.
Yeah.
So then we're like, well, hey, the new supermarket opened. I think it's quite fancy. And so we went there, and boy, was it fancy. It was an opening weekend kind of thing. And they were just trying, they were like, hey, sample everything.
God damn.
So we got to sample some delicious dips. They were like, we have 6 different kind of arancini balls. Would you like some? And I was like, well, of course I would love some.
I can't even conceive of 6 different kinds of arancini ball.
So you got
basic,
which
there's
is
a bolognese.
Oh, the bolognese. So that's
there's a bolognese one. There was one with like broccoli and 4 cheeses.
Another one
with broccoli and sausage.
Oh my god!
There was like 2 different mushroom ones.
Wow! Jesus. I can't even name 2 different mushrooms. Oh wait, food and drug. There we go.
Yeah.
That is the 2 kinds.
Yeah.
And so I got some of I ate so many arancini balls that day. And then they were like, would you like some of these air fried fish and chips? We've got a bit of calamari, a bit of fish, a bit of chip.
Wow.
And I'm like, of course I do. Wow. And then we went over there and someone's like, would you like a plate of pasta? And I'm like, yes. Yes, I would love a plate of pasta.
None of this ever happens to me.
Yeah, I know. You go in and they're like, turn the heck around.
I go in there and they're like, wear clothes. I'm like, oh. And then I go to Officeworks.
Yeah. And so while we're there, what we do see, they have a wonderful gourmet sausage aisle. Mm. And we're like, oh.
Yeah.
That does sound delicious. This is definitely going to itch that scratch of wanting to eat sausage.
Mm.
So we grab some of them and we're like, well, what are we going to have it with? Because could you say a basic thing of, a little sausage ourselves, fry up some onions, get some bread, whatever.
Yum, nice.
And my partner was like, well, why don't we make a lovely sauce and chuck the sausage in there? I'm like, yum. Great idea.
Delicious.
And that's what we did. We made it the arrabbiata, a very basic, simple one. Again, it's a very simple sauce. If anyone wants to look at making pasta sauces and they kind of want to branch out from what they I got a Domino one, I chuck it in, and then I chuck the meat in there, whatever, let it bubble for a couple hours. That's fine, that's great, it's delicious. But if you want to what about something else? Arrabbiata, it's real simple, it's real easy. It's like 4 basic ingredients.
Oh, yep.
What are they?
From memory here, you got I think it's garlic, chili, basil, maybe onion, tomato.
Yeah, beautiful.
And then sausage.
And then sausage, because it's a basic sauce. You can kind of let it go and let it simmer for a bit, and then you just chuck in the fried sausage.
Oh, my God.
Sounds incredible.
Delicious. And as I said, now, we did have it with very large shell pasta. It was very nice. Don't get me wrong. It's quite delicious, especially having it like the first night.
Yeah,
so when it was fresh. But I had it again today for lunch, and it just it just felt a little bit too much. The big shells, a little bit too much.
Just a little shell.
What would you have gone? Little shell or spaghetti?
No, definitely not a spaghetti.
It's angel hair pasta can go to hell.
Yeah, it definitely can. Yeah, it is the worst. Yeah.
Blobby.
No,
hard to drain without losing all of it down the sink.
Horrible.
Thick tubes.
Maybe a pappardelle. Thick kind of like a white
lasagna
pasta.
Sheets.
It would have been pretty decent.
But treated as pasta.
Oh,
not
like folded up and eat it. Ravioli.
Yeah.
maybe make a little ravioli.
One
with a little
big
bit of
ravioli. They look like a sandwich.
Oh. I think there's a word for them.
Big ravioli.
Big ravioli. Raviolo? Maybe.
Yeah.
But I reckon,
Big Rav.
Big Rav. Fettuccine would have been nice. Maybe a bit too. I reckon pappardelle would have probably been the perfect one.
Yeah, fair.
Or if you wanted the kind of more of a smaller shell.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese pasta.
Yeah,
macaroni, please.
Oh, a little macaroni.
Or just on you got mac and cheese, a pack of
it
in a couple.
Actually, orchetti would have been really nice with it. Because it would have been a nice little scoop. You're going to put the little bit of sausage in. Especially the sausage was maybe cut a little bit thinner.
Yeah.
Would have been really nice with the
All right, let me pitch this to you. Instead of having it on the shelled pasta for leftovers for lunch today, what if you had of got a nice slice of wholemeal bread?
Oh!
Put it in there.
Yeah.
And maybe some cheese.
Oh.
And the other slice of wholemeal bread, chuck it in a
Jaffelmate. Oh, yum.
Would that have been good?
That would have been bloody good.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, amazing. That with a cool glass of milk.
Yeah. No!
Yum. How many thumbs for sausages?
Look, the sausage was absolutely, again, five thumbs for that.
Five
However, thumbs. Again, because I think we might have, it's a little bit with the two big pasta shells. So, look, four thumbs and a knuck. Yeah. It was amazing, delicious. I highly recommend it. Go out and make it yourself. But yeah, probably, four thumbs and a knuck. Just lose that little bit there for
that's fair.
Two big pasta shells.
Sometimes I wish we were the kind of podcast that had, like, in our show notes, you know, like some podcasts, they talk about a game. They might link to the Wikipedia page of the game or whatever.
Which we mention the games in our podcast, in our description. I do that.
Oh, well, that's great. You're going to put pasta, because it would be great to have a link to the link to sausage.
It will say, and a sausage in pasta sauce for real life.
Yes. That's great. That's good to hear.
And also, just one last question. Is Spiritfarer still good?
Oh, it's great. It's great. So Spiritfarer has taken a turn.
Yep.
So I finally put my good dear friend Gwen into the Everdoor. So she's now chuffed
dead
off into the afterlife.
Rip Gwen.
It was quite emotional, quite sad. And then it was like, her hair's now having a bit of a platform moment. So I had to jump through these little platformer things while memories were happening. While this ominous big owl just appeared. And I'm like, what's this about? Huh? And you know when it's like, this is meant to be a nice kind of moment where I'm reliving some memories. Because silhouettes of
your friend's dead twice.
My friend and the friend is, it's all the whole anthropomorphized deer thing stripped away.
Yeah.
It's people. And you're like, okay, that's cool.
I still don't know what this game looks like, even though I've looked at this game.
So you're jumping around and then the music suddenly changes and this big owl comes and I'm like, what's that about?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I keep jumping, then the music is still there, and then the owl pops up and it just zooms away and I'm like, what's this? And then in a very ominous voice, it's like, hi, I am this, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, okay, what's going on? Like, I've been waiting for you. Whatever you're this, I was in the shadows. And I'm like, what is this game?
Wow.
And then it just kind of was just like a very, very little spooky time. And then it all went away. And then the achievement came up and it was like, met Hades for the first time. Bloody Hades is back!
Okay.
Spiritfarer and Hades, same game.
Same
confirmed.
From two different angles. Damn. Big owls, man. It's always bad news.
Spooked. I was quite
spooked. Video games have lots of famous big owls.
Yeah.
Ocarina of Time, that guy. Well, I don't know his name, but
it's
turns
an owl
his head around
in the TikTok clock level from Super Mario 64, probably.
Yeah. There's a weird-looking bird in Banjo-Kazooie from the TikTok woods or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not an owl, but it's bad to look at. You got to feed it worms.
I think there's a bad owl in Ori.
Definitely
a
big
owl.
A
good
owl.
While we think about owls for some more. While we think about owls for some more. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Thanks, sponsors. And if you are also thinking about big owls, just tweet it into us. Maybe a picture of an owl that you're thinking about. Maybe even a description of that owl. You're like, this owl.
This is what I was thinking of when the Thumb Cramps boys were thinking of an owl.
So if you could all think of an owl and tweet us at Thumb Cramps Pod, picture of the owl you're thinking of.
Or maybe a gif. What were you guys thinking? Because I was thinking of, you know, that gif where it's just like an owl's nest and there's like little baby owls and all doing weird stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was the owls I was thinking about.
I was still thinking about the Ocarina of Time owl, but when its head is 180 degrees, it's entirely upside down.
I was thinking about that movie, The Secret of Nim, because that's got an evil owl in it.
What about Legend of the Guardians?
Guardians of Ghoul. Guardians of Ghoul. That is the kind of bullshit an owl would come up with.
Is it Rise of the Guardians a Legend of Ghoul?
No, Rise of the Guardians
that's
is
with Easter magic.
Legend of the Guardians.
It's just called
Guardians of
Ghoul.
It's not just called Guardians of Ghoul.
It's called Owl Movie. Guardians of Gahul.
Legend
of the Guardians, the Owls of Gahul.
Wow, that's what? That's a
guess
mouthful.
Who directed that?
Zack Snyder.
Yep.
Yes.
Release the ghoul cut. Gahul cut. If we could get that trending, the Gahul cut.
Watch this movie.
Why'd you say that movie?
Wait. The Guardians of Gahul.
What? It's my favorite movie.
Tell my mom to watch Guardians of Gahul.
Why'd you say that movie?
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie to me, too.
Yeah, and that's when Bruce Wayne learned that even though that Superman was an alien, his love of Guardians of Gahul made his like humanity.
Legend of the Guardians.
Sorry.
Owls of Gahul.
Made him in many ways the most human of us all.
And I thought I was the only one that watched that Superman.
Literally nobody remembers that movie.
When it was released, I mean, I was a grown adult, but there was lots of complaints because apparently, even though it's a children's film, I mean, not apparently, I've seen the film, it's quite intense.
Yeah, it's grisly, I think.
Blood and the owls, they bleed! And you bleed too! I'm the failure in the movie now!
I know, they bleed like humanity, it's so beautiful!
Yeah.
Do you bleed?
Yeah.
The owls and Gahul bleed!
God, yeah, release the Gahul cut, please. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Anyway, so you can tweet us at ThumbCrampsPod. We eagerly look forward to all of the hours you're sending us. Or you can email us at ThumbCrampsPod@gmail.com, much like these people have. And every time I say we don't have many emails, we get bombarded with hundreds of emails.
Too many emails.
So,
ooh,
hey, we
call
got,
it.
I just want to say, oh, we got no emails. Yawn, opening the inbox. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sleepy from looking at none of these emails. So Gordon has emailed us.
What up, Gordon?
And he's requested I read this email in a South African accent, and that is a request I am denying.
That's fair.
Hey, Thumbos. It has recently come to my attention that the popular video game character Master Chief has a name that closely resembles the reality TV cooking show Master Chef.
Uh-huh.
I say that the similarities are too strong to be a mere coincidence, but my boyfriend disagrees. What do you reckon?
Well, your boyfriend's a big
idiot. Yeah, a maniac. No, Definitely, similar.
I think that they were originally going to call Master Chief Master Chef, but then they
because,
heard rumblings.
Again, this is what you don't realize, but so where Master Chief comes from, he ails from Italy.
Yes. He's an Italy man.
He's
Italy
from Italian man. Space.
He's like their special special class, which is Italian chef.
Italian chef.
I would just
so
like to say
he's the master. Chef.
Yeah.
Yes.
And obviously, this has been a huge spoiler for the Halo franchise
because
obviously, in the last couple of years, we've seen Microsoft and Nintendo working closer and closer together. They're sharing, like it started with Minecraft, but it's actually building to the Halo Infinite, Mario Infinite crossover event where Master Chief takes off his helmet. It's revealed to be Mario.
Yeah, he lifts up the visor and the first thing you see is his big mustache blossoms out.
But it's not just Mario because he keeps taking off his helmet and what do we see? But a big chef hat.
Yeah.
Chef Mario.
It's Italian Chef Mario.
Yeah, and then it becomes like a Cooking Mama style game.
Yeah.
And one of the best.
Calling Mario from Mario Brothers Italian Mario. Thoughts? I think that's funny.
I think that's really
Italian
good.
Italian Mario and Italian Luigi.
What I like about that is it feels like it implies like Dr. Mario isn't Italian. Dr. Mario's from Connecticut.
Is Mario Italian?
He's more like Italian American.
I would say the least Italian of the Marios.
He seems Italian American, I feel.
Yes, he does. He's a paisano. He's a wise guy. Waluigi, I'd say, is the least Italian of them all. He doesn't have big Italian vibes.
That would make a great live action Wario.
Mm-hmm.
Goodfellas.
You know, like the guy from Fargo, the last season, the brother.
Gaetano. The guy who plays Gaetano would make an incredible
Wario. Mm.
And he could play Wario, and then he could play Mario as Master Chef.
Yeah, damn.
His little wiener brother, he'd be a good Luigi.
That's very true.
So Gordon signs off, thanks, and lots of love from South Africa. P.S. Read this in a South African accent. And as
not happening. Thank you so much for your email, and you're in the right.
Yeah, you're in the right. Your boyfriend is a moron.
Yeah.
Big
grade
dumb boy.
Grade A moron.
It's true.
This is from David.
All right.
Hey, fellas. I suck shit at video games, but I try my best anyways.
That's good.
After recently discovering the better Sans Pants Radio video game podcast, All the Small Games, I've been trying smaller indie games that I normally wouldn't go for.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I recently played A Short Hike on the Switch and cannot recommend it enough. It's like $8 on the eShop. It has a very short and to the point story and beautiful, simple graphics. I recommend this to Joel Zammit because the game takes 2 hours to complete and there's a lots of emotions in the end. Yeah. Keep up the great work. Love the pod. In thumbs we trust, David. Jackson, you have played this game and liked it and recommended it to Joel Zammit. Now that this is the second recommendation of this game you to you,
gotta
will
play
you play it?
I got to play it now. I guess I do.
Wait. Yes. But you'll play it in the future because we've got another announcement coming up soon.
Oh my God.
Friend of the show, Mia Machan, I think, also adores A Short Hike from memory. It's a great game. It's lots of fun. Yeah, I got bored of it pretty quick.
Well, but it's 2 hours. Wow.
Most people will probably like it.
Based on your review and what I know about the game, I think Jackson pretty much got to the equivalent of the final boss, but it wasn't the final boss. Got to like the right at the end of the story beat and stop.
I think it was like, you need to go get one more golden feather to be able to fly high enough to climb this mountain. And I was like, I don't know how this goes. I ain't looking for that. Thanks a bunch.
I read about the hero journey. I don't know this.
I know Glenn Campbell's.
There's like 30-something basic stories or whatever. This is one of them. I don't the key.
I think I've said multiple times on many podcasts, Glenn Campbell's the hero's journey. But he made the soups. I think it's Joseph Campbell, the hero's journey.
Glenn Campbell.
Is it the Glenn Campbell? No, who made the hero's journey? Joseph Campbell. Bruce Campbell.
Pete Campbell. Pete Campbell's hero's journey is move to LA and divorce your wife.
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell's the hero's
journey. Chip and dip.
Yes. You've got to. That's where it starts. You got to have two chip and dip, spot one for a gun.
Can somebody to do Glenn Campbell's The Hero's Journey make just like it's a thing of soup, like a can, and then an arrow that just circles around back to the can? That's The Hero's Journey. Soup's journey,
David,
I suppose.
David Campbell, is that the son of Jimmy Barnes or something? You know, the guy that's like a television host here that no one cares about because he's always on weekend television?
No.
Anyway, next email is from Beth. Hello, boys. Just wanted to say I love your podcast. Been listening to Sans Pants Everything for years. Oh. I thought you may enjoy knowing that in your honor, I named my video game themed Pinterest boards Those Whose Thumbs Are Cramping and Video Games Aren't Funny.
Yes. That's good.
Keep being amazing. So usually I would read emails that have a question or a discussion point, but that one...
It's just nice.
That's good. Just nice point, to hear. That's beautiful. Yeah. That's good to hear.
And a huge one to end on. And it's
Whoa, it's big.
This is bloody long. But it's a couple of scrolls.
Let me tell you, I've pre-read this one, so I know where it's going.
Awesome, paraphrasing.
I'm excited.
Dear Crampy Boys, you may remember me from when I Rickrolled Douche a month or so ago. That's right, it was the first Rickroll I've had in about 15 years. Anyway, so this is the story of how this podcast, Thumb Cramps, helped me make a new friend. So I was driving alone in the middle of nowhere on my way back from camping by myself. This is on a snowy back road, and I was driving and pulled up to a stop sign. Now, I've been driving in the snow my whole life, so I was fine. But the person behind me, however, slammed right into my bumper. His car was cramped under my car's rear, so we were stuck. So I got out of my car initially furious. But I saw the kid was probably like 16, and I'm 19. So I calmed down and let him know it was no big deal, and I called roadside assistance. Unfortunately, as it was snowing and lots of people were getting into accidents, I decided to go sit in my car till they got here. So while I waited, I decided to listen to the Crampy Boys, and I was enjoying hearing Jackson talk about his porn game. When I noticed this poor kid sat on the side of the road crying, I asked him if he was all right, and he said he was fine, just worried about what his parents would say, and I tried to calm him down with no real luck. Then I told him he should at least get warm, and he told me his car isn't starting. So I asked him if he wanted to sit shotgun while we waited in my car, and he said sure. So we both blissfully listened to Jackson talk about how often he got off to his new porn game.
That was beautiful.
And we were both laughing hard by the time roadside assistance got there, and we exchanged Steam usernames and have been playing some games since. I gave him all the name of all of your podcasts, and he's probably listening right now.
Whoa.
So I don't care if you read it or not. I just wanted to say thank you for all your good work. And if you do read it out, be sure to get... okay. Look, so at this point, I haven't clicked this link, but I know what's going to happen.
Yes.
But if you do read this email out loud, be sure to get a live on-air reaction to this new game that's been announced by Yacht Club Games, the people that made Shovel Knight. Now, I wish you boys all the best, Moo Man. I haven't clicked on this link, and I know that he wants me to click on it because he said Shovel Knight, which is a game doesn't appeal to me, appeals to Jackson. But let me just click on this link. Well, it's loading. It's loading. It's loading. Oh my god, it's never going to give you up. What? And I've left it muted so we don't get copyright struck. But yeah, thank you for your email.
That's great. I'm glad me getting off to Crawlco Block Knockers created a friendship.
Yeah, a friendship bonding over Jackson getting sucked off by a porno game.
Yeah, started off with a car accident, ended with getting sucked off by a porno game.
That's great. Congratulations to the two of you.
Yeah, on your friendship, your Steam friendship, and think about Jackson getting sucked off by Block Knockers.
Crawlco Block Knockers is on Steam, I think. So play that with your friend.
Is that multiplayer?
Well, you just go on a Discord call and play together and tell each other what's happening.
Right, like, you would not believe the tits I'm looking at.
I'm playing it in soft core mode. Softest.
Oh yeah, one of them's 16, so yeah, obviously parental settings. Through the wazoo.
Play it in the softest possible core. Yeah. So I think it's just the sleazy lizard. Yeah, you know, which is not erotic.
No, but funny.
but funny.
What mischief is he getting up to now?
Why is he so sleazy? He's a lizard.
If people want to email us, they can get in contact with us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com or tweet us. We eagerly await both your emails and tweets. And just before we go, next week will be the first episode of February, and February is the most shameful month for gamers.
It's true.
So to celebrate, Thumbcramps is doing a pile of shame February, where none of us are going to be playing new games. We're just going to be playing games we already owned that either didn't finish or never touched. In my case, I have a ridiculous amount of both.
Maybe I'll go back and beat all the bosses I've ignored. That's going to be hell, because that's going to be jumping into games I haven't played in like months and months. And like, what are the rules?
Who's this guy? That me?
So yeah, we'll see you next week for a shameful February.
Yep.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel.
And today's episode, I forgot to say, came to 4 thumbs and a knock for everything. That times 3. Do your own maths.
What am I, a math teacher?
Yeah. We're gamers. We're not mathematicians.
Relax. So.
But until then, keep your thumbs where I can see them and your games where I can't. Thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sanspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.